Welcome to the weekly teaching program from Finally Alive Ministries with pastor and counselor, Gary Aris. Gary is a full-time pastoral counselor and teacher of God's Word. He has a remarkably deep passion to see people set free in Christ. You may call our prayer line at 657-246-2464 or email at prayer@finallyalive.com. That's prayer@finallyalive.com. Now, let's join Gary as he shares some amazing truth from God's counsel in this week's teaching.
Welcome to Finally Alive Radio. I'm your host, Gary Aris, your very own Christian counselor. And last time, we were talking about giving. Ah, your favorite subject, isn't it? We were talking about the obligation to give. Everyone deserves their due, all right? No one is supposed to do this for free. All because we're a ministry doesn't mean, you know, the website company should give us a free website or anything like that. I'm just not into that. I believe that if you're bringing something of worth, then you deserve to be paid what you're worth. I think that's only fair, and I think that's common sense. And if I can say it this way, just to show my patriotism, I think that is the true American way. You pay for what you get. Or how Jesus would say it in Matthew 10:10, the worker is worthy of his support. And that's just where I stand. I'll stand with Jesus on that one. Nothing keeps working without us as the people coming together and helping it work and putting in our piece. You have to realize when you sow into spiritual things or into this ministry, you yourself are giving to eternity. That's what you're doing, because this is helping other people cope and deal. I mean, you've got to see the emails that I get from people who are being blessed and being freed from all the horrible thoughts and horrible things that Satan has done and is still trying to do to some people. So if this show is doing that, and you can play a part in eternity here by you being a biblical giver. So if you didn't catch the last show, go to finallyaliveradio.com. You can hear the first part of this show. And today we'll get into the second part. So let's go ahead and get right into that. Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6. And this is kind of a continuation of what I was saying last time. So verse 6, now this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. And he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Now, just to clarify, I want you to understand something here. This doesn't mean give more to get more. Okay, now I was saying that in the last show. Don't give more to get more. So you have to realize, true giving, think about a gift, okay, a gift. I've had difficulties with this one, but a gift, when I give somebody a gift, there isn't supposed to be any strings attached to a gift. If I give a loan, I expect something back. But a gift, this is very difficult for many people, because sometimes when we give a gift, we expect a gift back. No, that's not the way a gift works. When you give a gift, you give it and bless them with it and leave it alone. No strings attached, no expectations back. The truth is that if you give a gift, they can throw it away and it's none of your business. A lot of people don't like to hear that, but that's what a gift is. Gifts don't have any strings attached. You've got to realize that. I say all that with the same idea that, look, if you're giving to get, then you're not giving according to God's way. The idea in verse 6 is that the motivation for giving isn't that God will bless. The idea of verse 6 is that God's going to bless you so that you can continue to be generous and give. So like I said in the last show, it's not give to get. It's get to give. We're not getting just so we can make a whole big bountiful mountain of money. Because a mountain of money by itself is useless. I'm not saying I'm against you saving money or saving for your future. That's just being wise and being a good steward. But then you have to realize there's a human element of us. that want to get. That's just, you know, humanity. That's just who we are. We're flawed humans. So give that aspect of your heart to God that isn't to give to get, but rather get to give. And to continue with that idea here in verse 7, says each one must do just as he has purposed in his heart. And when he says purposed in his heart, he's not talking about an emotional response. It's not the idea here. It's a resolution that you must come to. And the resolution partially is, as he says here, not grudgingly or under compulsion. Okay, you shouldn't feel in distress to give. You don't give out of fear. Okay, you don't give grudgingly. Okay, you don't give and say, oh, I don't want to give this and give it. How do you give? The rest of that verse says, for God loves a cheerful giver. In the Greek, hilaros. What does that word hilaros sound like? Hilarious. Think about it. When something is hilarious, you can't control yourself. It's hilarious. You're cracking up. You're laughing, right? Just uncontrollably. And the only way to be a true cheerful giver is to be so thankful to God that, number one, that you're saved, and number two, he's turned you on to a good preacher, a good pastor, or anything else of that realm. That's the only way to truly hilariously or cheerfully give. You've got to be so thankful. Are you thankful? I hope you are. You're saved. By his grace, he has chosen you. He has specifically chosen you. You've got to realize you hearing this message is not an accident. I don't believe in accidents. I don't know. Maybe it's my age. You know, when I was a kid, I used to believe in coincidence. I don't believe in coincidences anymore. I've seen too many amazing things happen in people's lives to think that things are a coincidence. They're just not. That said, I don't believe that you listening to the show is a coincidence. So you're listening for a reason, and God's brought you here. And verse 8 says, and God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that always, having all sufficiency in everything, you may have abundance for every good deed. Meaning, look, you be a good, hilarious, cheerful giver, and God will take care of the rest. I can't prove this to you. There's no way for me to statistically prove this to you. Well, maybe there is a statistical way, actually, but I'm not going to get into that. But you have to walk this one on your own. You have to see that if you give, biblically speaking, you are a hilarious giver, watch how God will bless you back. I'm not saying that you're going to get rich or anything like that. I'm saying God is going to take care of your need. You don't have to believe me, but experiment with that. You have to try it for yourself. Give it time. Okay, not overnight, but you give it time. And I'll testify of my own life that when I have given, when I thought I didn't have enough, God always came through. It may not have always been money, but someone came through, whether it was a meal, whether it was anything else. I have not lacked in my life. And that is because of the grace of God. He has taken care of me. I'm telling you, God will take care of you the same way. Doesn't mean you're going to have fancy dinners every night, okay? Sometimes it might be a piece of bread, but you have to be thankful sometimes. At least you're getting a piece of bread. See, it's hard to think like that sometimes. But be thankful for what you have. You know, nobody owes you a meal every single day, all the time. But we all go through tough times, and I understand that. We all go through tough times. But it's the one who endures, the one who will push through the tough times no matter what it takes and holds on with everything that they have to God. You can do that. You hold on with everything that you have. Hold on to God. And he will see you through it. This is the guarantee that God gives you. He doesn't say it's going to be pretty. He doesn't say you're going to get everything you want, but your needs will be met. Like, I'm very anti-prosperity preaching. I don't believe that if you give or you tithe, God's going to bless you and you're going to be rich and you're going to buy planes and yachts. And no. Go get a job. Go get a good job and you can buy whatever you want. All right. I'm extremely anti-prosperity message. I'm extremely against it. I think it is false. I believe it is a false God that they're actually preaching, because that is not the God of the Bible. And if you are or know anybody who is in that, you can let them know I said that, and you can send me all the complaints at finallyaliveradio.com. Send me the verses if you want. You can send me all the verses that disprove what I'm saying, and I will prove to you, you have pulled it out of context completely. God is not here to make you rich, but God will take care of his own kids. The needs will be met. And to continue with that point, verse 9 says, as it is written, he scattered abroad, he gave to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. It doesn't matter what class you're in, poor, rich, or anything in between. His righteousness, the righteousness of God, will endure forever, meaning you're going to be taken care of. You're going to be okay. Your needs will be met. Verse 10 says, now he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. He is going to take care of you. You will be enriched in everything for all liberality, which through us is producing thanksgiving to God. For the ministry of this service is not only fully supplying the needs of the saints, but is also overflowing through many thanksgivings to God. Now take a look at Galatians 6, verse 6. That says, the one who is taught the word is to share all good things with the one who teaches him. What do you think that means? That's what this ministry is doing. Remember, number one, like I said in the last show, you take care of your home church. That's your first priority. You take care of your home church, your pastor. You do your first giving there. This ministry, unless it is your home church, you're allowed to call that, because church doesn't have to be in a building. You and I right now, you and I, because we're talking about the same thing, ekklesia in the Greek, outcalled ones. We are declaring something here together. So you and I right now are having church. Welcome to church. So the one who is taught the word is to share all good things with the one who teaches him. Sharing all good things doesn't mean a pat on the back. You know what that means. You need to financially support the one who is teaching you. Verse 7 says, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, this he will also reap. It's an interesting thing. I don't know if you've noticed this in your life, but for some reason, it's the funniest thing. Over here, you know, people go to a gym, pay, you know, money to go to a gym and run on a treadmill. If you think about it, you can do the exact same thing. All you have to do is go outside and run. No treadmill necessary, and you get a free show by watching nature or whatever else is around you, and you didn't have to pay a dime. Why do people pay for a gym? And I'm not saying that they, you know, I understand that there's amenities and all those wonderful things and great machinery. I'm not putting down the gym, but a lot of those things you can do at home too. Why do people go to the gym? Something about paying, and something about, in that case, going, keeps you motivated. It's not the case for everybody, but something about paying your hard-earned money forces you to focus a little bit more. Or think of a book. I've gotten books. You know, people will hand me books, and I may not read it. And it may be a very interesting topic. But for some reason, when I pay for the book, I'm a lot more likely to read the book. It's just amazing. I think it's just humanity and how we are. But I think this ministry is the same way. I think you will appreciate what we're talking about if you're willing to give. It's just a weird thing. So I think just to connect in verse 7 here, Whatever a man sows, he will also reap. So something about that, if you're willing to sow material things, as 1 Corinthians said, I think the spiritual aspect goes a lot further. That's just my thought on that. And the continuation in verse 8, for the one who sows to his own flesh, or your own desires, or your own selfishness, if you will from the flesh reap corruption. So, hey, you can take care of the flesh, but it's corrupt, and meaning it ends. Material stuff ends. If you will, that's the reward. The reward for blessing the flesh, in the end, in the big picture, is corruption. Nothing's going to last. You know, the new phone that you got, ooh, whoop-de-doo. You know, give it 2 months. Give it 3 months until you get that scratch on there, or you drop it a couple times, or it just stops working. It's corruption. It's broken. It's not going to last forever. What we're doing here is spiritual. It lasts forever. Continuing, it says, but the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. That's what the show is all about. Sure, sometimes we'll talk about topics that aren't spiritual per se. Heck, we might even talk about politics sometime. I don't know. But it all has a connection right back to God. That is the point of the show. To connect us to God. Hence, having an eternal aspect. In verse 9, he says, let us not lose heart in doing good, for in due time we will reap if we do not grow weary. So God has his timing in all that he does here. And all because you're not getting what you want when you want it doesn't mean we stop being givers. It is our responsibility as Christians to be givers, all of us, from the preacher down. And technically, I guess we could say from Jesus down, or God down, because Jesus gave his life. That is the ultimate sacrifice. That is the ultimate type of giving for his people. Verse 10, so then, while we have opportunity, meaning time is short, let us do good to all people. Again, the way I like to break that down is you take care of your home first, meaning your home church, and then you take care of the other ministries that are blessing you. And especially to those who are of the household of the faith. And there you go. That's your church. Now in Philippians chapter 4, verse 15, Paul says, you yourselves also know, Philippians, that at the first preaching of the gospel, after I left Macedonia, no church shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving but you alone. For even in Thessalonica, you sent a gift more than once for my needs. Not that I seek the gift itself, but I seek for the profit which increases to your account. Do you understand? When you give to a ministry, there is a blessing that comes back to you. It just works that way. Not necessarily money, but there's a blessing, if you will, in a weird way. There's a, we'll call it a heavenly bank account. We'll call it that. Because you'll notice here, he's actually using a lot of financial types of terms. So that's why we'll use the idea of a heavenly bank account. When you're doing good here, it will affect things in heaven. And later on after, when we pass on, go to heaven before the throne of God, we will be judged on these good things that we do. You, if I can say it this way, you are paying into your heavenly bank account. I know it sounds funny that way, but that's the idea. Verse 18, he says, but I have received everything in full and have an abundance. I am amply supplied, having received from Epaphroditus what you have sent. And what did they send? He calls it a fragrant aroma. The King James calls it a sweet-smelling savor. In the Old Testament, a sweet-smelling savor was always, always, always a sacrifice given to God. God would consider that a sweet-smelling savor. It's almost, if you're into barbecue like me, it's almost like smelling the barbecue down the street. Oh, it smells so good. A similar idea. I know I'm cheapening the idea, but it just so that you understand what I'm talking about, or what it's talking about here. when we do our sacrifice, when we do our giving, all of us as Christians, okay? When we do our giving, God absolutely loves that. Because we, at that particular moment, are being absolutely selfless. Remember, giving has no strings attached. It is 100% selfless. It is a sweet-smelling savor, a fragrant aroma to God. He calls it an acceptable sacrifice, well-pleasing to God. That's our duty, our job, to be well-pleasing to God. And how can we be well-pleasing to God? It's right here in black and white. You be a giver. Be the greatest giver you can possibly be. There's no limitation on giving. There just isn't. You can give and you can give and you can give, and then tomorrow you can do some more. It's the way it is. Verse 19, he says, "And my God will supply all your needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus." Again, you give material things, God's going to supply the spiritual, and he's going to supply your needs and probably some wants. Usually some wants will be granted. But you have to realize, when it comes to worship, or what we called worth-ship, God gives back. But if you don't give, you don't get. You have to be a giver. There's no way around that. So be a giver. You know, people always ask me, you know, well, how much am I supposed to give? Well, that depends. How much do you believe God wants you to give? And a lot of times, the number can make us squirm sometimes. Not always, but sometimes it'll make you squirm. That might be God. God can make you squirm. You got to realize the spiritual aspect is speaking within the flesh, and the flesh doesn't like to hear that. So give accordingly. Give biblically. It cannot be a compulsion. It cannot be a compelling. It's not me telling you have to give X amount by this time. I don't play that game. I don't play that game that I see on TV. I don't do that. You give what you believe God has put on your heart. Remember, like I said in the last show, if you feel like you got a lot from this show, then you give a lot. If you feel like you got a little bit, give a little bit. If you feel like you got nothing, thank you for listening. That's all I can tell you. There's no way around that. Can't help you with that. But that's okay. You don't owe this ministry a dime if you got nothing. And you know, we have to be realistic. You know, I remember being in church and everyone would, you know, give a dollar there, give a dollar here. Let's be realistic, you know. A dollar isn't going to pay for much. So, and I only say that because, you know, a lot of times we want to give God a tip, right? We want to give him the tip money. We want to give him, you know, the change, the spare. But that's what upset God in the Old Testament. You don't give God the spare change. I mean, that says a lot about you and what you think about God right there, doesn't it? You're just going to give him the spare. What do you really think about God? So I just want to provoke you to think and think about what you're doing and how you're giving at your church and then also to this ministry. So lastly, let's finish up at 1 Corinthians 16, because I've gotten the question many times, well, you know, how often am I supposed to give? When do I give? How do I give? And one way is, like we said, when you receive, just give. But Paul gives us some instruction here in 1 Corinthians 16. Verse 1, he says, "Now concerning the collection for the saints, as I directed the churches of Galatia, so do you also. On the first day of every week, each one of you is to put aside and save, as he may prosper, so that no collections be made when I come." And this answers a lot of questions, I think, at least for me. He says, on the first day of every week, each one of you is to put aside and save. So the idea, I think, at least in our day today, would be every time you get your paycheck, or every time you get paid, put something aside. And notice how he says it, put aside and save as he may prosper, meaning do what you can. You give in the proportion of your household's income. I mean, if you make a lot, you give a lot. If you make a little, you give a little. That's just how that works. I mean, it's very common sense. There it is. And why every paycheck? This is just more of a practical thing, I think. If you get paid, you know, once a week, it's easier to take out an amount out of that once a week than it is to just pull out once a month if you got paid every week. So I think it's a practicality. I don't think God is going to get upset if you gave once a month if you got a paycheck every week. Again, it's a practicality here. But also, you know, we have to realize that if we give on every paycheck, you're also lowering the stress of your church or of the ministry because, well, you know, they do have things that they have to take care of, other financial obligations that they need to take care of weekly or, you know, whatever the case. So I think it just makes the entire process easier for you and for your church or the ministry such as ours. So there you go, two shows explaining proper ways of giving for the message that you heard. If you are a Christian, this step is a necessity. You must do it. Because this is the only thing you cannot fake in your Christian walk. I can tell you I love you all day long. It's that old saying, put your money where your mouth is. Just the way it is. You can't fake giving. It's the one thing you can't fake. But the most important thing I want you to understand with this ministry, like I said, is that you pay for what you think it's worth. Nothing more, nothing less. Give what you believe it's worth. You don't give for the sake of doing a favor or because you feel bad or you feel sorry or that you don't want the show to go off the air. Don't give because of any of those reasons. You give because you got something. In fact, I kind of like this idea, even, you know, biblically speaking, because it's actually very capitalistic, which I'm big on capitalism. I'm not saying it's perfect, but I think it's probably the best system that exists. But here's the beauty of this is if the show isn't good, then it shouldn't stay on the radio. But if it's worth something, then it must stay on the radio. And that's where you come in. This is your responsibility. This is what you must do to make sure that you sow into this ministry, Finally Alive Ministries, and make sure that it does stay on the air if that is what God has put on your heart. And again, I love how Paul says it. If you're getting something spiritual here, if you're growing, if it's sparking thought, if you agree with the message, it's your responsibility to give of material things. So here's how you do it. Go to finallyaliveradio.com, click on any of the shows, and you will see an orange Support Us button. So you click on Support Us, and there's three options, three different ways you can give. You can give online. And they made this really nice. I like this, actually. What they did here is you can actually do a one-time giving, or right next to it, there's an option where you can actually give monthly, and I'm clicking on it as we speak. So there's an option of, geez, you can give $1 a month if you wanted, or $5 a month, $10 a month, $25, and it keeps going up. But you can give whatever you want to give on a monthly basis. It'll do it all by itself. I think that's so convenient. But there you go. There are just different options there. If you want, you can call it in, but it's the exact same thing as paying online. But you can call it in, and the phone number is right there, 626-244-8113. That's 626-244-8113, and you can call us there. And lastly, you can send it by mail if you want to, and you would mail it to Finally Alive Ministries, and the address is 135 South State College Boulevard, Suite 200. Again, that's 135 South State College Boulevard, Suite 200. And that's in Brea, B-R-E-A, California, 92821. Well, I hope these shows have been a blessing to you, and I intend to keep giving you good, high-quality material for you to think and absorb and grow from. And don't forget, if you have prayer requests or if you have a thought on any of these shows, go to finallyaliveradio.com and you can send me a message there. I'd love to hear what you're thinking. I'm getting tons of messages here, and I'm going to be sharing some of those emails in the coming shows. But again, thank you for listening and thank you for your support. And I'll see you guys next time. God bless.
Thank you again for joining us on this week's program with Pastor and Counselor Gary Harris of Finally Alive Ministries. We pray that if God has touched your heart with any part of today's teaching, you would respond and move into the healing that God has for you. Visit us at finallyalive.com. There, you can download this episode for free, email your concerns, questions, or share a story of how God is using this teaching to help you grow in Christ and His freedom. If you'd like to call our prayer line, you may do so at 657-246-2464. That's 657-246-2464, or email at prayer@finallyalive.com. We will meet you again next week at this same time when we look at God's Word with Pastor and Counselor Gary Harris and learn how to finally be alive in Christ.